Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello and welcome to this edition to Present Trend by Trend Just Fell Down. Oh no! We'll talk about that. That's something that happened today to our poor old grandpa, President Joe Biden.
Big yikes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, just when he... I was going to say, this man literally out here tripping. But let's go to our first story. I'm Miles. That's Becca. Thank you for that very... thank you for indulging my terrible joke with that laugh. That helped me feel good on this wonderful Thursday. Happy Pride, everybody. It's June.
Woo! Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. And
live
yes,
for your pride.
Shout out to everybody
I
who
love
is
that sound on TikTok.
Absolutely not on some bullshit and understands that this is not some kind of satanic thing. It's just called people celebrating who they are and their individuality. And we're all about that. First thing that's trending, this pizza place in New Zealand called Hell Pizza. And I was like, what the fuck is this? So apparently they have this is a company that does all kinds of fucking wacky promotions. And typically they're more on the edgelord side. Like one time they were doing a fucking Easter promo. And they covered a billboard in rabbit pelts. I don't know if they were real or not, but a lot of people are like, yo, what the fuck is this? And I think they were real. Another time they put Hitler on a billboard and people were like, well, that they're kind of an edgelord kind of brand. All right. But this time they're saying their whole thing now is saying you can pay for your pizza after you have died. And this deal will only be available to 666 customers in New Zealand and 666 customers in Australia.
Do they have to be on the brink of death? How do you enforce that?
All you do is that the company's lawyer will have you add a clause to your will with the amount that you owe and the type of pizza that you got. And this will be signed by two witnesses. So then upon death, the estate will be paying for that pizza at that moment.
That is so much more work. I just don't think for me that would ever be worth getting a free pizza in the now to get some lawyers involved in my estate to pay for a pizza that's $14.99?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I know we have Zeit Gang, Kiwi Zeit Gang, Aussie Zeit Gang. Is this pizza good or is it just some trash bullshit? They just keep marketing weird stuff. Or apparently over 10,000 people have applied. Because why not? I would find a way to if knowing me, I would be I would ask a lawyer friend, is there any way I can negate this? After the fact,
skirt around this so I can just get a free
just game
pizza.
Over. I'm I did that. Two witnesses. Next thing you know, I'm actually going to change my will right now. But I'm sure they have a way to do that. But sure, collect your pizza upon death. The newest thing. I'm surprised companies aren't doing that now. This sounds like a joke, but with shit Klarna and that kind of stuff.
I was going to say, it's the new Afterpay.
Yeah, afterlife pay.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They're take that because we'll just take it out your whatever you got left. You know,
because that's already a problem, I think, in history of families, maybe, I don't know, adults that are overspending, leaving their children with lots of debt.
Surprise debt. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of our producers, Breeze Nye, Brian, has basically he is with a Kiwi. This is his partner. And they say that Hell Pizza fucking goes. So maybe it is worth, you know, completely messing up your will and all that. I don't know. Whatever. Do you? And lawyers, get at us. How do you get around that? Next thing that's trending, Kim Cattrall.
Yeah.
Guess who's back in the motherfucking house? Just for a cameo for that mouth. So apparently, Samantha does make a cameo in the new season of And Then There Was That. Or whatever is, and just like that.
Yeah.
And then there, we'll on this show, we will call it too. And then there was that.
And then there was that.
Apparently, she goes, she's pulling a cameo for a, like one scene, but the gossip is she did not interact with any of her co-stars on set.
And I love that for her. I love that she's like, I'm taking back my narrative, but also still fuck them. And they will never hear from me again.
All y'all. But I don't know, like, I know she was like, obviously she's had her beef with them. Wasn't it mostly Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah, mostly Sarah Jessica Parker.
So, and it is a cameo, right? She's not coming back for like a full season. She's
from
just
what
like
I'm
making
seeing,
a little.
It is just a cameo. So maybe a scene, maybe an episode.
Please give us like a good Samantha one-liner.
Yeah.
You know, that's all we need. That's all we've asked. Like, I hope she's not like petty, like in the scene. It's like, I don't know. I have to go. Like, I need some kind of, give me a Samantha.
I mean,
please.
I feel like if she bothered to come back, she would make it worth our while. Cause she was the best part of the show. She always had the best line. She was the best actress. I think she would give us something good.
Yeah.
It's the only thing making worth checking in on and just like that.
Yeah, that's true. All right, look. We'll see how the rest of this next season goes. I mean, I end up watching passively because I was on that when Sex and the City came out. That was like my mom's favorite show, and she used to get screeners because she's like a TV critic or whatever. So we were watching. I remember just watching these dusty VHS tapes of Sex and the City, and also like being like, "Why the this is like terrible viewing, like with a teenage boy and his mother." Like,
well, there's some episodes that I have watched back, and I'm like, "Ooh, that was not okay," and not just for like the stereotypical, you know, homophobia and that stuff, but there's like one episode in particular. I was rewatching it not recently, but when I first moved to New York, my therapist was like, you should get in touch with more New York content. Watch SVU, watch Sex in the City, because it was COVID. So I wasn't allowed to like be in the city, right? It was like peak COVID. Mm. And so I'm watching it, and there's this one episode where that guy technically like assaults, I think, Samantha, because he filmed her without her consent when they're having sex.
Uh-huh.
And he like had it on like a, like that art display. He was like an artist.
Oh yeah.
And he had
all those
video cameras. And it was like his sex with all of these women that like none of them consented. And they were all very upset. They just like flippantly were like, oh, well, that was crazy. And I was like, no, that's like illegal. Like, it was like revenge porn almost.
I mean, yeah, look, a lot of 90s TV had no idea. Like, man, the way people could not grasp rape culture at that time. I mean, there's times I was watching some of my old like favorite shows. Like I used to love like the Jamie Foxx show and stuff. And like on second viewing, I'm like, Jamie, she's saying no, sir. Get your fucking hands off her. And you're like, that used to be like, he's flirting. And I'm like, that looks like he is absolutely violating their personal space. Anyway, look, we all grow and we all move on. So I wait with bated breath to see what Samantha utters on her appearance back on. And then there was that. Let's move on to Joe Biron or President Joe Brandon, Joe Biden. The man, he fell over at an Air Force graduation ceremony. And when you watch the clip, it feels like when you watch like an old person kind of like trip for no reason.
Yeah.
Like he just kind of stumbled. He like gave a thing. He left the lectern. And he went down. Like not terribly, but he stumbled down.
The way this was brought up though in the chat before we got on, I thought this man fainted. Like the way.
Oh, it was like he collapsed.
Yeah. I was like, oh no. So he's unwell. Like in a different way, you know, like in a more extreme dementia type way. But it seems. He just did an old man collapsing.
Old clumsy thing, because I like how like the White House is being like, there was a sandbag there. And I'm not going to say they're lying, but the path he took did not seem like there was something in his way. But he did do that thing when his secrets, like this, the way the Secret Service agents were like, oh, come on, daddy. It's okay, Poppy. Get up. It's all right. It's all right. President Biden turns around and he like points to some shit. He's like, I think the stage was uneven or some shit. Like when people catch you, like, you know, like you walking on the street and like you drag your toe and you like trip, but you have to like look behind to act like there was something in the road. Nah, just got to lift your feet up, fam. That's all. But anyway, he's well. All's well that ends well. And I'm sure, you know, the right wing will be like, and that's proof that his robot circuitry failed in the sun or whatever the fuck they want to say. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back to tell you some really kind of dark news, actually, after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. I just want to touch base with Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, who's going viral at the moment for his, I guess, absolute hatred of reality. Is that a good way to put that?
I think that's a good way to put it.
So he's out here, he's on like this panel discussion about like childcare access, and like he starts going on this like rant about like teaching children about race, and he's going viral because he says that the word reality is trending, but he keeps talking about this book about, he's like, so you're saying white people created the social construct of race? Although he does not say social construct of race. That's,
of course,
people
not,
who
he can't
think critically
grasp
say that.
That
no,
a social concept.
He's saying, oh, you think white people invented race? Oh,
and
really?
It's like, so it white did, though.
I mean, like, that's part of the colonization process. You go out there and like, look at these other motherfuckers that aren't like us. They brown. What do we call that? Indian? I don't know.
And
Black?
We create the caste system that makes them lesser than us because they are darker than us.
Hey, look, Senator Mark Wayne Mullen will not have any of that. He will not have children being led to believe that white kids need to feel bad because they, I don't know, you can hear this sort of exchange with him and some child development experts because it's truly, it's here, just listen.
Sis, don't you think that other people are start saying that white kids are to blame?
I think it's important.
It's exactly what they're going to teach. It's exactly what it is, ma'am.
I disagree. First, it is important that we teach Jesus.
First of all, I just want to say that the reason this woman is saying that is because he was saying, can't we just teach the Jesus Loves Me lyrics more than some book that is giving a nuanced, you know, take on race and what that means in a larger context?
Also, like on a more shallow level of that, not all people are Christian. So they don't need to hear Jesus's word.
Yeah. Like but look, she's doing the thing where she's like, let me just disarm that argument because you've been talking so much about Jesus. She's like, yeah, okay, that part, but she's about to switch it up.
And Jesus is what we teach.
So which one is
but
better?
But reality is. Oh.
So do you think this is?
Could
the
she answer
thing?
The question, please?
No, I don't want reality. I'm asking the question: which one is better? That's exactly what it is.
I don't want reality. Oh wow! I mean, I've never heard it put more accurately than that. Like the entire
perspective. Right. You don't want reality, which is that the world has taught brown and black children that they are lesser than. From the second they walk out their door.
And that's the fault of white kids? No, I'm not saying that's anyone's fault. I'm saying those are the stakes. Those are the forces at work in the society in which we live. That
and
is
so
undeniable.
Frustrating the conversation about like, oh, well, we're putting it on the kids. And it's like, no one is blaming the white children for their race. Okay. Like, I think everyone can agree that children as a whole are impressionable and they learn from the adults around them. So no one believes you are inherently racist. Like these white children are born and they are white. And they could, if they grow up in a community that is diverse, they will believe that that is chill vibes. But if they grow up in a community that is white, they're going to look at black and brown people and be like, as someone who grew up in a white community, as a brown person, I can frequently tell you as a child, I was very impressionable and I would go home and have many nights crying, being like, I wish I looked like the white kids in my class. I told my mom that many, many days because I was taught by the white children who were taught by their parents that I was less than them.
Yeah, yeah.
So, just as I.
Yeah.
Getting on my high horse.
No, not a high horse. That's just reality. I mean, I remember fucking kids calling me like poop skin and some shit like that. You know, in fucking first grade.
Poodle head.
Yeah, and you're like, many years. The fuck out of here. Anyway. And then those are the people be texting you in the summer of 2020 being like, I've been thinking a lot. I'm like, the fuck.
Those are people
out
who texted
me
when I got on iHeart being like, oh my God, I love the Daily Zeitgeist.
Yeah, you know so what? Important. Hold that L, racist. Anyway, another thing that's trending, this is fucking freaky. AI drone is trending because an AI enabled drone fucking killed its human operator in a military simulation that was being conducted by the Air Force.
This is Black Mirror. This is what I've been worried about.
Yeah. It was basically it happened in order to override a possible no order that was going to stop the drone from completing its mission. That's according to the Air Force Chief of AI Test and Operations. He said, quote, we were training it in a simulation to identify and target a surface-to-air threat, like a SAM site. And then the operator would say, yes, kill that threat. The system started realizing that while they did identify the threat at times, the human operator would tell it not to kill that threat. But it got its points by killing that threat, like the way that the algorithmically it's set up to decision make. So what did it do? It killed the operator. It killed the operator because that person was keeping it from accomplishing its objective. Y'all.
Nah, I'm good.
We're here.
I've been good. Oh, thanks.
Why am I in a situation where I'm like, oh, why can't we just let humans kill the other humans? Like, that's where we're at now.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, man, the motherfucking machine just killed you because the fucking program is so rigid. It's like, this motherfucker in the way. Fuck out of here.
This is like that robot. We talked about it a couple weeks ago that killed itself because it was doing, it like manual or slave wage labor. Sweet. Wow. Slave wage labor. Try saying that three times.
Nah.
Maybe it's just me. My tongue's too big for my mouth. But
oh, you got that condition?
That's what my partner tells me all the time because I do stumble on my words often if I'm speaking as fast as I'm thinking. I'm like,
and he's always just like,
girl, take a breath, slow down.
No, but this is for real. This is like, this is the slippery slope we're talking about. We're talking about even in the military where they're trying to fine tune the killer robots. The shit's just fucked up. They're a fucking human because it kept it from destroying something.
This is like, Ex Machina. This is Black Mirror. I'm good. Get us out of the military.
Me
I'm done.
Here.
We don't need to kill that bad spending. That we're killing ourselves, literally.
I know. And watch. They're going to be like, it's all right, man. You know, you're going to break a couple eggs making AI omelets. And by eggs, I mean a human being will be killed by a fucking drone. And then finally, wow, another just real fucked up story. The Supreme Court has basically ruled that companies can fucking sue unions for damages or loss of profit or whatever that's incurred by striking employees.
How is this legal? How?
It's because it's gone up to the Supreme Court that has basically been put in there to systematically erode labor rights and many other of the right, like all kinds of other rights that we've been enjoying, even in a very minimal sense. But basically, it's a new precedent for how companies,
yeah,
they're like, oh, y'all want to strike? Well, guess what? We will sue you for the lost money.
I mean, this makes me so worried granted, we're still going through the WGA strikes right now. I mean, Starbucks workers, they've already had so many issues with retaliation tactics from the stores themselves and from Starbucks above. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
Scary stuff.
Yeah. So again, this is in the time that we're in right now where we're seeing so many like widespread strikes happening, and organized labor is doing everything they can to be able to get people fucking living wages or working situations that aren't so fucked up that they have to like miss all of like life's events for their families and things like that. Just like with the railroad strike that, you know, was fucking shot down by the president.
Does this not, I guess it already went up to the Supreme Court. I'm so lost how this doesn't infringe on those strikers' First Amendment rights.
Well, I think this is where this case is very like Glacier Northwest versus the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. The Teamsters have said, this is not going to fucking stop us because right now we're trying to renegotiate with UPS and they are not fucking coming to the table. So we'll do what the fuck we got to do. But yeah, this is, what a fucking just in your face way that the Supreme Court is like being like, so fuck workers' rights.
They said capitalism overall.
Oh yeah. They say, yeah, and get them kids in the factories too.
Literally.
Like, you know, we've
Gilded era coming back.
Hey. Well, it's wild. Are we gonna have to have another fucking triangle shirt waist fire for people to be like, but again, we're already watching children be killed by guns and shit and there's nothing happening. So I'm not quite sure what our new triangle shirt waist fire will have to be for people to be like, oh, yeah. Is it when the drones kill everybody? Anyway, so a little bit of news going into your weekend. Just a reminder, we have one episode coming out Friday because we have our new release schedule starting this week. So there won't be a trending episode tomorrow on Friday. And also you'll see one episode go out Monday, no trending episode. And then Tuesday through Thursday, you get your double doses. Okay. So until then, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Do everything you can to stay safe out there and keep other people safe, especially in this era of rampant hatred. Please, please, please be a good person. That's about the minimum we can do right now. All right, y'all. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? Who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring the Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if
if you dare.